Bing, bang, bing.
It's Wisecracking with Winter.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a day that ends in Y, and it's time for Wisecracking with Winter, I suppose. Ugh. I guess we can do that show. Not gonna do that long, high-pitched Wisecracking with Winter thing today, are you?
No!
That's good, because I'm tired of hearing that. It's about time we slowed things down and talk about something other than COVID-19. I'm done talking about it.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know. There's a little town in Missouri called Skidmark.
Skidmore?
I think it's, yeah, Skidmore.
Yeah, that's right. Skidmore. And I think you should get to that. City boy, at some point during this non-stop, gut-wrenching stream of nonsense that you call a show. You get my meaning, boy?
I get it! I'll get to it later on!
All right, then, I suppose. Hey, thanks for coming back to Wisecracking with Winter, brought to you by your friends over at Carpenter Realty. Paul Lambie, over at Carpenter Realty. Today, I'm joined by your favorite co-host, depending on who you are and what kind of genitalia you have, Victoria. Victoria, welcome back.
I'm so happy to be here.
We're happy to have you down in the funhouse.
Well, great.
Where you live.
I know.
How
Not
you been?
Quite as much anymore now that I'm having to teach my kids.
Yeah, that's right. You're doing the whole Laura Ingalls Wilder.
I know.
One room schoolhouse, in your case, one kitchen schoolhouse.
Yes. Yes, I am.
And you've got a 14-year-old and a 8-year-old.
I do.
And the I understand that the 14-year-old is doing swimmingly.
Yes, mostly.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
How is the 8-year-old doing?
She's going to kill me.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you don't think teaching?
Not my own children.
Not in the cards.
Mm-mm. No.
Even other people's kids.
If we go back to school,
uh-huh.
I will be bringing the teacher wine. Lots of wine.
There's a lot of alcoholics that are teachers, I think.
Yeah, well, I don't blame them.
Or a lot of teachers that are alcoholics. Anyway, you want to look at it. Thanks for that, Mike. You're welcome.
My daughter is a challenge to teach because she questions everything that I tell her.
Well, most kids do.
And she doesn't want to do it unless she's doing it her way. I don't know where she gets that from.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you.
Mm-hmm. It's hard telling.
But you thought it would be easy, right? Because they sent all that information over via the interweb.
Well, right.
To the iPads.
Yep.
And you figure, well, hey, ain't no thing but a chicken wing. Just slide that in front of the kid, give her a glass of orange juice, say, have a great day at school, and don't bother me with any questions because iPad can answer everything.
That's not the way it goes.
That is not the way it goes.
It is not. I cannot tell you how many times a day I have to say, what are you doing? Are you working? Are you working? You were on the phone with me the other day when Danica came into my room and said, Mom, we have a problem. You remember that?
I did.
Yeah. Yeah. There's always a problem.
I don't envy you. I'm my own daughter, Emma, a frequent contributor to the show. More applause. Is having no trouble with her schoolwork from home.
No, of course she isn't.
No.
Because she is the same age as Tyler. And they're pretty independent.
They are.
Yes. My 8-year-old needs my attention constantly. Constant.
Yeah.
That was hot.
Yeah, I wouldn't make a great teacher.
No.
I wouldn't make a great stay-at-home teacher. I wouldn't make any... I just can't teach. I'm good at this. I'm good at... I'm good at comedy. I'm good at doing a podcast.
Yeah, you think?
I'm good at doing shout-outs to, like, my little Irish buddy, Scott Rooney. Scott Rooney, if you're out there, hi, buddy.
Hey, Scott.
So the at-home school thing, it can come to an end anytime
well,
for you.
Well, yeah, I'm enjoying spending time with my kids. It's much better than hanging out in your basement all the time. But,
yeah,
it's a challenge. It's definitely a challenge.
Well, give me like a give our listeners, our faithful listeners at home in their basements right now, their parents' homes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's an average day like? I mean, do you get your kid up at a certain time?
Well,
or does school start whenever, like it did for me in high school?
Yeah.
School is supposed to start at 10 a.m. And at 10 a.m., 2 days a week, my daughter has a Zoom meeting with her class.
What is a Zoom meeting?
Zoom is a platform. It's an app that they have downloaded. And everybody can dial in and the whole class can meet together. It's kind of like your FaceTime on an Apple product, but it's Zoom. And it's a platform that was created in 2011 for people to hold meetings virtually. And it's great. It works really well. My son wakes up like 8:30 and starts going to work immediately because he wants to get it done. My daughter screams and cries until I drag her by her hair and tell her it has to be done. And then I spend most of my morning sitting at the kitchen table listening to her excuses as to why she has to do something else.
Like, Mom, I'm not going to work on this schoolwork, and I'm leaving, and I'm going outside to play.
No, it's like, Mom, can I watch YouTube just for 10 minutes? Because I'm bored.
And then you say, yeah, go ahead and do that.
Let me
just go ahead and shut the door. Right?
No, that's not how it happens. So we have school for her from 10 till about 12:30, and then we have lunch. And then if it's nice, the kids will take the dog for a walk. And then
and then that's when you get the champagne out, right?
Yes. Lately, it's been shots. Champagne is not enough. So when they get back, then I'm calmed down again. You know, I self-medicate.
Yeah.
And then she probably has a good 2 or 3 hours left of schoolwork. And my son goes and plays video games or does whatever he wants to do.
He's down there living his life because he's done with work.
Right. And right? I don't ask what he's doing. I don't want to know. He's a 14-year-old boy.
Right.
And so that's my day. Every day. Day in and day out. Over and over and over again.
Until you come back on down to the fun house where you get to your real work, which is giving me stories to wreck.
That is true. Are you ready for some stories?
Let's get to a story like Oprah. Who's ready for a game?
That was totally unneeded.
That was her head exploding.
Yeah, I feel kind of that way.
Well, I try to think of something that Oprah would say. What's her friend,
you
Gail?
Get a car, and you get a car, yeah. Get a car. I need a car.
I've got one. I like to eat Gail's vagina!
Ugh. Are you ready for the first story yet?
I guess.
Okay.
This show is also brought to you by Miller Lite.
Yay.
Unofficially.
Maybe we could get them to send us a couple cases.
That would be nice.
It would be nice.
Nice little payday.
So your first story, since we are not talking about Mambo number 5, we are going to talk a little bit about quarantine because it's driving everyone insane at this point. And your best friend, Nancy Pelosi.
I don't know Nancy Pelosi, for the record.
You don't?
She's easy on the eyes, and I'm sure there's lots of people at home that pleasure themselves to her image. I don't doubt it.
I need a drink.
But I do not know Nancy Pelosi.
Okay. Well, we were just discussing Zoom. And Nancy Pelosi is calling Zoom a Chinese entity. So she won't let people use it for Senate votes.
Yeah.
And after reading through the story, it says people, they're concerned that Congress can't vote because they can't get together because everything's shut down. She said, people think we can do Congress by Zoom. Zoom is a Chinese entity, and we've been told not to even trust the security of. According to the transcripts of her conversation on Tuesday with MSNBC's Chris Hayes, she says, there are challenges. It's not as easy as you would think. Her statement, though, was not accurate. Zoom was founded in 2011 in Delaware. And according to some records, the company raised $6 million in 2013.
So it has nothing to do with China.
No.
You think you'd hear this in the background when you're trying to have a Zoom conversation? Who is that lady? Is this a Chinese app? You better unplug it. Go find me American apps.
So it was founded by a guy named Eric Yuan.
What is his last name?
Yuan.
That sounds Chinese to me.
He is. So, he moved to the United States from China in 1997 when he was 27.
Sounds suspicious.
Right, but now he's a U.S. citizen.
Only by paper. His heart still belongs in China.
Is that how it goes?
I left my heart in old Beijing along with my bat sandwich and my nunchucks.
So as the Mambo Number 5 has started, yes. Zoom has seen record usage, including my daughter's third grade class.
What happened to Skype? I thought that was the preferred.
That's like 5 years ago.
Oh, my God, Mike.
That now is, we do Google Classroom, Google Meet, and Zoom. And Zoom seems to be the most widely used.
That is so 2015.
I know. And speaking of Zoom, because everybody's using it, the newest thing, there are now virtual nightclubs on Zoom.
Virtual nightclubs?
You have to pay to attend them.
Oh, there's a cover charge for a virtual nightclub.
That's how bored people are sticking around home.
That's bananas. Mm. It's bananas that anybody would pay a cover charge to get into a club where there's no band, number one.
Yeah, well, maybe there is a band. You just have to listen to them on Zoom.
How long are you waiting for your drink?
Hey, it's probably quicker because you just have to march yourself into your kitchen and go get it yourself.
That's not the... You're at the club. You'll find me at the club.
Bottle full of bub.
Yeah, bottle full of bub. Trying to lose my mind. I mean...
No.
Those are the wrong lyrics?
Those are the wrong lyrics.
Well, you know what I mean. I mean, when you go to the club and you get stuck for a cover...
Right.
You're waiting on, you know, bottle service.
Some people are, if you have enough money for bottle service. I'm waiting for some stupid guy to buy me a drink.
I'm not trying to brag, but I've had bottle service.
Of water?
No, Grey Goose in downtown Las Vegas.
Oh, that's only because I was with you.
At the Golden Nugget.
That's because I was with you.
Was there bottle service?
There was bottle service.
That's right.
I ended up throwing up that night.
You
by the way,
did.
It was awful.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
so would you
down
like to
smooth.
Would you like to hear more about this story?
What are we talking about?
We're talking about virtual nightclubs.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. It says it's only 5 p.m. on Saturday in Los Angeles. But The Zone, a 16-room virtual club on Zoom, is already in full swing. Mm-hmm. You're late, says a bouncer with a glowing Celtic symbol on her forehead.
A what?
A Celtic symbol.
Like the Celtics? Like Boston Celtics?
Like Irish. Like your friend Irish, you know? Irish.
Celtic symbol.
Oh. Ifs.
Do you not know your Gaelic?
I don't.
Lassie.
I don't know anything about
Irish.
Oh,
I could call up my friend in Ireland and he could tell me about it.
But he's not from Ireland either.
Larry O'Barrister. Oh, I miss him.
Should we see how many shout-outs you can get done in this whole show?
Well, I'm up to two.
You are. So anyway, the bouncer puts people on different dance floors for different chat rooms.
So lame.
Yeah. And then at the end of the night, the party's host invites everyone to the hot tub room. Swimming attire required. So you have to change your clothes and put on a swimsuit.
No, you don't.
In order to go to the hot tub room.
Ugh.
Shirts are peeled off and snorkels pulled on as guests gamely play along. yes. So it says, welcome to the new era of clubbing under quarantine. Ugh. Somewhere on the internet, a virtual party is always going down.
How much is it to get into that?
It says it's a donation.
Of?
It doesn't tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like...
But it says that one of these in Asia made $180,000 that they donated to the Association of Electronic Music.
That's my favorite charity.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. I have them take something out of my paycheck every payroll.
Oh, well, that's great. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You don't make enough to take some of that out of your paycheck.
Hey, just ask my contact in China. Do I give? Hey, thanks. Do I give to the Chinese charities? Do you speak Chinese?
I do not.
She said, thank you, most honorable Mike Winter, for your donations.
Is that what she said?
Yes. She's like, may the dragon bless you.
Great. So what I guess said. What that brings up is, how are people meeting people during quarantine?
They're not.
Right. So people are going to virtual nightclubs.
So dumb.
To meet people.
So dumb.
Well, what are you supposed to do if you're stuck alone?
You sit at home and quietly masturbate.
Is that what you do?
No.
Oh.
But if you're single and you can't mingle,
doesn't
because you're supposed to stay at home, not like some of these redneck morons that I see on Facebook, mm-hmm. on some of these concerned groups of whatever city you live in, that are running their mouths about how they're going to go and protest the Minnesota state governor, the most honorable Tim Walz, and try to force him.
They're not going to force anybody
to
do anything.
They're going
to
waste their time and go down to the Capitol.
Right.
And this group of mongoloids. I mean that with the most respect possible to all. I'm sorry, mongoloids.
Oh.
These guys do you a disservice. Because they're going to go down to the state capitol and they're going to protest the fact that they have to stay home and be good and not spread the filthy Mambo number 5 around.
But can't they get arrested because they are breaking the order?
Not if they get a permit. That's
they
right.
They can't get a permit.
If I was a lesser person, I'd drop a dime and snitch.
Mm.
But I think they're going to do that to themselves.
Well, the problem's going to be they're going to show up there. It's going to be a gathering of people. They are not following the stay-at-home order, and they can get arrested.
Good.
Every single one of them.
Good. I hope they all go to jail where they all can catch COVID-19. The end.
It is going through the jails.
You know they're all going to be down there, too, with their open carry, with their stupid six shooters on their hips, and a couple. There's going to be a couple of Confederate flags. I'd bet my paycheck that there's going to be a... These colors don't run.
Okay, that's enough. I've heard enough
the
now.
South will rise again.
You don't need to. Now you're
Let
insane.
Let us spread the disease, Tim Walz. Hey, I'm not. I'm talking about Minnesotans here. I'm not.
I know.
I'm not ripping down the South.
Yeah,
we'll do that later.
Oh, great! I can't wait.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Well. So now I'm starting to think that maybe being single would be better.
Oh, well, there'll be all kinds of eligible bachelors at that rally. I can
really?
Guarantee you that.
Can you tell me when it is?
April 17th.
Oh, that's the same day I got divorced. Oh. No, it wasn't. That's my ex-wedding anniversary. Never mind.
Congratulations, question mark? I don't know.
Yeah. So, your next article.
Ah, yes.
Six tips. Yeah, easy for me to say. Six tips.
Say that three times fast.
Six tips.
Fast.
I can't. Six tips. Six
no,
tips.
Fail. Try again.
Six tips for keeping you.
Six tips.
Okay, yeah, that's great. I'm proud of you, question mark. Let's try this one more time.
Okay.
Six tips to keep from destroying your relationship during quarantine.
Interesting.
You need a piece of paper and you need to start writing.
Got it right here.
Mm-hmm. So, this article says that you need to work on maintaining your relationship during quarantine.
Yeah.
Because you're going to drive each other insane.
Not necessarily. Not if you get along and you're copacetic.
Yeah. So how do you think you should go about relationships in quarantine?
You should divide the house up.
Is that what you should do?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
You only get the bathroom and I only get the kitchen?
Well, no, there's areas. Like, I get the living room and you would get the fun house in the basement where you normally live.
Right.
The bathroom would be shared.
Oh, really?
The second floor sleeping quarters. But, like, you know, during the day, if you need private time, then, like, the fun house is just your zone. Mm. And I'd, you know, I'd come walking down the stairs and I'd knock on the wall. Is it okay if I come into your zone and be like, not right now. I'm kind of in the middle of something. Okay, I'll go back to mine. Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, boop. I'll go back upstairs, you know?
Is that how that goes?
Theoretically.
And then everything will be perfect.
Yeah, then you meet for dinner.
After I cooked.
And maybe I come down to your place. Maybe you come up to my place later for a little TV viewing or...
Oh, which we'll get into later.
Hanky panky? I don't know.
Yeah, probably not. So, they say the first thing, and you're right, is to make time for alone time.
See?
Right. Should I read this to you?
Yes.
It says, according to the author, alone time every day is crucial. Everyone needs time by themselves, and it can't be just when you use the bathroom.
I was going to say that.
Yeah. It says, take time to be alone, whether it's just to breathe. That's a good thing to do.
Yeah, no shit.
Masturbate.
Is that really written?
It does say that.
That's very forward thinking. I know. Them.
Text with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Take a nap. Read. Whatever. The important thing is to take time to be with you, yourself, and just you. So they just give you the go-ahead. See you later.
It all sounds good so far.
Yeah. It says create a schedule. Many people are struggling to keep a normal schedule right now, which is unfortunate because most of us rely on schedules. So they say that couples should sit down together and come up with a rough schedule to add some structure and make things feel a little more normal.
You want to talk about sucking all the fun out of it.
I know.
Like a giant Excel spreadsheet.
Yes.
We'll print it off and we'll put it on the fridge everybody can see and everybody has to obey the rules of the special family spreadsheet.
Yes. Yes, of course. It says you can also use this time to get some general ground rules about noise or interruptions while you're working.
Yeah.
What kind of rules would you write? And how are they punishable?
Well, let's see. No farting in my zone.
Like, if you fart in my zone, then you agree by signing here that I can take your penis and slam it in a door. How about that?
That's perfect.
Okay.
Because the other day it was pretty gross. The next one, speaking of your wretched farts, is get some fresh air.
Smart.
Yes. It says, even though you're ordered to stay at home, getting outside is great for your mental health. It says that studies show that walks outside in nature can reduce symptoms of anxiety and depression, especially with you when you walk by the neighbor's house.
It's BS.
Yeah, and end up with beer. Or well, two. Or
that's three. How you make new friends in the neighborhood.
Right, during quarantine.
You walk down the alley and you see a garage door open with a fancy old hot rod in it. Mm-hmm. If this guy's listening, he knows what I'm talking about. And you go pay him a compliment and introduce yourself.
Yeah, you do.
And then he graciously offered me 3 beers at once.
Right, but...
We drink all 3 or none. I'm like, I'll drink all 3, I guess.
And then you come home and you said, I had 2 beers. Which we find out later is 3.
No.
Uh-huh.
It's like Pringles. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Right, right. So then the next one is staying in touch with the outside world.
Right.
Right. So... Sure. It says you need to have 1 or 2 calls per day from other people. You had one for what, 30 minutes while
I
came
did
here
from
today?
A second shout out to my old buddy Scott Rooney, my little Irish friend,
yeah.
Called me today. Yes.
It says you should schedule video chats or phone calls with at least 1 friend or family member per day. It's important to maintain your other relationships, even though you're primarily with your partner. You're doing a good job at that. I'm not doing such a great job with that right now.
You've got your tight little circle of friends.
Hey, A-Team, Anne, Angie, I love them, but we don't
talk
every day.
They've all been on this show.
They have, but we don't talk every day.
Why? Because you're that busy?
I don't know why. Because I've kind of
isolated. Because you're not making an effort?
That's right. I am the bad friend.
There's not a bad friend and there's not a good friend. You guys are all equally bad if you're not reaching out to one another.
You're right. But I'm spending most of my time now working my part-time gig in the evenings or hanging out with you. And during the day, I'm playing teacher.
I am kind of a succubus of your free time.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's all right. That's why I live in the basement.
You don't have to pay 110% attention when your kid's doing school all day.
You've tried having phone conversations with me while my kid's doing school all day. Can you tell me that is the truth or not the truth?
It's not really black or white. It's more shades of gray.
Yeah. The last thing it says is use the time to your advantage. It says 6 ideas straight from a therapist that you should do together. Can you think of any of them? You have
one
any guesses?
One is sex.
Is it?
Well, I got to guess 6. 6 things to do together. Okay. Right. 1, sex.
Mm-hmm.
2, take a shower together. 3, watch TV.
Uh-huh.
4, go for a walk. 5, cook together. 6, eat together.
All
right. How many did I get right?
A few. Let's count.
How about that? I'll take a C.
Number 1, play games together. Number 2, spend extra time learning new things about each other.
Like Chinese.
About each other.
Oh.
I'm not Chinese and you're not Chinese, so that's nothing that
we're
learning.
That's one of the things we have in common.
Yeah, you just spit all over your microphone and now you're passing COVID around. Just to let you know.
I'm wiping it off. Hear it?
I do hear it. The next one is make lists of things you've been wanting to do together. Circle the ones that you can do at home. No. No comments there. I know where your mind is going. Let's not.
Just read.
Okay. Have sex and relearn each other's bodies.
Oh, God.
Give each other massages.
That's good.
And the last one is redecorate, clean, and make your home look amazing.
For who? For each other? Because nobody's coming over. It's all knock, knock, knock. Hey, Mike, can I come in and have a beer? No, it's COVID. Dude, your house looks so nice. You can't come in here.
Uh-huh.
You can't. Dude, I don't have anything. Get out of here. I have a gun.
Yes. Yes, definitely. I think the best thing you can do when you're stranded together.
Yeah.
In order to deal with each other.
Yeah.
Is drink. Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers to you. I already drank my Miller Lite. It's all gone.
Well, see. So you must be having a harder time dealing with me. No. Than I am with you.
Well, it was half gone when we started the show.
Oh, well, I'm almost there.
Anyway,
so that's it. Thoughts?
Not really.
Oh, you're so... That's great.
Thoughts?
No, I just wanted to know, if you thought you were doing a good job.
Oh, if I was going to grade myself, I'd give myself a P for pass.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah.
Last story. Do you want one more news story?
Of course.
All right. This one, you should have something to say about, because you have just had nothing to say, really, about any of my news articles today.
I've been running my mouth this whole episode.
I know, but you haven't put any quality comments in there.
When has there been, out of 105 episodes, how many quality comments have there been?
Okay, point taken.
Okay, thank you.
Last article, and this affects both of us.
Okay.
During self-isolation, more people show online interest in alcohol than healthcare.
One more time.
During self-isolation, more people show online interest in alcohol than in healthcare.
Online interest in alcohol? What does that even mean?
So what it means is all the searching, like Google searches, more people are searching alcohol-related things than healthcare.
I call bullshit. They're searching for porn, and then they're searching for alcohol.
Okay.
And then they're searching about how do I find out more about the Catholic Church? And then
they are not looking at the Catholic Church at all. You did not even. Oh,
your alarm's going off.
My alarm's going off. It's time for me to go home.
Mm-hmm. Your home is like 10 feet away.
I know, but it's my bedtime.
I got that.
Yeah.
Tonight's a special night.
Oh, wow. That's great. Anyway, that's coming from the guy who didn't even do online church for Easter. Nobody's paying attention.
Hey, I tried.
You did not.
I was sitting at the dinner table with you watching you cook dinner, and I turned on the Catholic Mass from the Vatican.
And then you said, I can't watch this.
I don't speak Italian is the problem. The whole thing is in Latin and Italian.
You could have pulled up my church service. You could have watched it.
I'm not your denomination. I'm a Catholic. Are you going to ask Jewish people to pull up your church service?
So does that mean you get a free pass and not have to do church on Easter either?
No. Mm. No, I tried. I don't get the language.
Whatever.
Whatever. I'm not learning Italian for one mass.
So, next article. According to data released, nearly 300 alcoholic beverage brands on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram were 326.51% higher researched than healthcare brands, despite racking up the second most amount of growth behind
alcohol. Who's looking
at
that? Why would you look up alcohol on the internet? Why? For what?
I don't know.
I wonder what Miller Lite's up to today. I mean,
it says, in real life, the numbers continue to show that Americans, who for the most part can't currently imbibe at a bar, restaurant, or tasting room, purchase far more alcohol for their homes than normal. And you and I both know that's true. Correct. I work for a liquor store in the evenings when you let me out.
Right.
And I have seen sales skyrocket.
So have I, and I work for a distributor.
Right. So there's a lot more drinking going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
It says people are especially thankful that they're still able to drink, which is a big contributor to why social engagement around alcohol brands went up. Personal health care items sales stats will be available later this month, but alcohol, they are thinking, has skyrocketed higher than healthcare for what people are buying.
Really?
That's what it says here. And that's on Forbes magazine.
So people are dealing with the pandemic by getting drunk?
Yes, they are.
And they're ordering it online?
They are ordering it online, or researching where they can get it. Or what they want, or different recipes for different mixed drinks.
If you're not an alcoholic, how many times can you get drunk while you're stuck at home before you're like, I'm just really tired of drinking and being hungover. It's not fun anymore.
You're not homeschooling. Try it.
Oh, spare me the, I'm a super mom and I need a bottle of wine to get through the day. Somebody wine me. Wine, wine, wine. I mean, W-I-N-E, wine.
Yeah, I get it.
Although, you know, you've seen the mommy posts like, get me a bottle of wine. My kid broke a window today. Boo hoo. Ha ha. Hashtag super mom.
Yeah. So the search of spirits went up 75%.
Yeah.
Wine 66%.
Oh. Wine's making a comeback.
Beer and flavored malt beverages, 42%.
Malt beverages?
People, White Claw.
That's White a Claw. Malt beverage?
They consider that a malt beverage.
It's for poor people.
Yeah, I like White Claw. But then, see how much you pay me. It says sales of beer are up 34%.
That's good.
It is good. So there you go. That is your alcohol news of the day.
Huh.
It has become very important in our lives.
And what happens when they release the hounds and we're allowed to go to bars again? Do you think a lot of people are even going to go?
Not at first. People aren't going to go because they're going to be afraid to still be in big groups. You'll have hardcore people. But I think a lot of people, I think there'll be a new normal. I think social distancing. And when I was looking for news articles for you, I saw that they were saying in China,
in China.
Even though all the restrictions have been lifted, that social distancing is still a thing. And they think that it will stay a thing.
For how long?
I don't know. I don't know. But people are not gathering in large groups. People are now doing things more at home. Eating at home. Drinking at home. Not getting in each other's space at grocery stores. And I think that will probably happen here too.
So you think it's here to stay?
Yeah, I think so.
And maybe that's not a bad thing. I don't like people in my shit. I don't like people all over me when I'm trying to shop. I'm a touchy person.
I will talk to somebody and I'll put my hand on them or, you know, pat them on the back.
That's an old sales trick.
Maybe. But it works just fine for me. I'm a toucher. I like hugs and touching and that kind of thing.
Well, nobody else does anymore, so you'll have to stop.
I may end up in jail when this is all over.
You may end up in jail. I can't do it.
Yeah.
You have to put a pin in that. Put a pin in it.
I'll put on my push-up bra and see what I can get done.
Oh, you'll get a lot done with that push-up bra. Hey.
Hey.
We just spend 1 minute. Do you have a stopwatch on your smartphone there?
I do.
Can I have a drink of your beer? Because I'm not going to open another beer.
Ugh.
One sip of a beer I gave you.
Right, but are you thinking about Mambo number 5?
Yeah, I think
I'm all
right.
Don't put your mouth on it.
There's only a sip left here.
Just take a small sip. I am going to put 1 minute on this. Hold on, timer.
Got it.
What are we doing 1 minute for?
You'll see.
Tell me when to start.
Go.
Go.
Let's take exactly 1 minute to talk about the Trump news conference the other day.
Oh, shit.
And how he was playing his ridiculous campaign ad 11 minutes into a news conference.
45 seconds.
About the COVID-19 virus going around.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still feel like his kung fu is strong enough to be president of the United States when he's had to spend over half of a 2 hour and 40 minute news conference
30 seconds
talking about how he did a great job and looking for a pat on the back from the fake news? Do you still intend to vote for President Cheeto? Victoria,
15 seconds.
Answer the question. After what I made you watch.
You did make me watch it.
Do you intend to vote for President Cheeto after watching that?
4, 3, 2, I don't know.
Okay. No phone calls in the middle of a show.
Your 1 minute timer is up.
Oh, it's an alarm. Okay.
Jeez. No, I don't know. It depends on what other candidates come out, but I will not be voting for Sleepy Joe.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to either.
Right. So we have plenty of time. We just need to see what else comes out there, right?
That's right. So we should get to the last big story of the show.
Okay, let's do it.
Go ahead. It's about that.
No, you tell me. This is
the Victoria and I are watching, because we always like to review one thing that people should try to watch during the pandemic. And we're watching No One Saw a Thing.
We are.
And that's on the Sundance channel, which you can get on Amazon, or if you have cable, you can watch it.
It's on Sundance, though.
Yeah. No One Saw a Thing.
And at first, you did not want to watch it.
No, I never said that.
You were like,
No one said that thing.
Oh. I said, hey, I have a show I want you to watch. And you said, okay.
And that's how we tie the beginning of the show and that other man that jumped on into this story.
That's right.
No One Said a Thing. No One Saw a Thing. Is a
true crime.
True crime.
True story.
True story. Was it like an 8-part?
Yeah, 6 or 8. I'm not sure how many.
Yeah. But about
a real life thing that happened close to my hometown.
Tell the story.
So, when I was 6 years old, there's a little town called Skidmore, Missouri, and a guy named Ken Rex McElroy, who was...
Oh, wait a second. I've got some accompanying music.
Oh.
Okay, I got the music.
Yeah, that's great. Okay. So now I feel like you're making fun of my home area. Anyway, Ken Rex McElroy was an asshole.
Okay.
He was a big bully who did some really horrible things.
Like what?
He stole pigs and cattle. He stalked people. He had two wives, young wives.
I didn't know that was legal in your
part
of the world.
He tried to kill somebody, a store owner.
With like what?
With a gun. He shot him.
Like a homemade gun?
No, with like a regular rifle. You know. I don't think you understood me. What the heck is this? This car.
I don't know. It's Burt Reynolds going on.
Yeah, that's great.
Can we just get to the music part? Wait.
That's not music. That's like... Anyway, the guy was a real jerk. And the whole town was scared of him.
Yeah.
Until one day, like 50, 60 people surrounded his car. And somebody shot the guy. And killed him. And nobody knows who did it. All right.
What do you say to that? There were 60 people watching.
There were. And I hate to say it, but I would have never admitted who did it either. He was terrifying this small town. He was horrible.
Like he had the best haunted house every year?
No, he was the haunted house. He, you know, he was a mean, mean person. Nobody liked him. Everybody was scared of him. Nobody could do anything about it. The rumor is that anytime the police tried to do anything, he would threaten them. Like, he was a bad, bad man.
He was a bad mamma jamma.
That's right. And they killed him. And nobody saw a thing. Nobody knows who did it. His wife, who I think at the time was
in the truck and saw who did it.
Right. But when you talk to people from around there who she says did it, they say that wasn't who did it. So nobody knows. Someday we'll know. Someday it'll come out.
And we've watched 4 episodes of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's engrossing. I'm really enjoying it.
It is. Now, you have to remember these people. I mean, I grew up like 40 miles from there.
From Skidmore, Missouri.
Skidmore.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. And here you are making fun of all those people, but they
no,
look...
Well, wait a minute. You get a little oversensitive if I make any kind of smart alecky remark. There was a mass shooting.
There was.
A mass of people who did a shooting mm-hmm. on one person.
And it is very famous. Like, it is something that everybody talks about down home. Everybody.
But you weren't from there. So why are your people talking to it? I thought people in small towns tend to mind their own business.
People in small towns stick with people in small towns. That's like people in Essex would support people from Coyne or Shenandoah or Farragut if something were to happen. It's one small area. It's, if you want to think of it this way, it would be like Essex is Burnsville, Minnesota. And Skidmore would be like Elk River. It's not that far apart.
Yeah, it's a ways apart, though.
Well, not that far when there's nobody around. You know, it's a small area. You've been there.
I have been there.
Right.
And I enjoyed myself immensely.
Right.
I had a completely different opinion of Iowa when I left.
Well, good. I'm glad. That's good. But yes, so that's a show that everyone should see. We haven't finished it yet, but it's definitely interesting.
Very interesting. You will be sucked in faster than a hog in a mud pit.
And I'm learning some things that I didn't even know.
Like what?
Like the kid who disappeared in 2001.
Yeah, there were some other troubling things that happened in old Skidmore, Missouri.
Right.
After this murder.
Beat by her boyfriend. And that was a whole meth thing.
We don't want to give away too much.
Right. Well, Right. And then a kid disappeared. And that's all the further we are right now.
Right. So on this show, we grade things with the Hustler rating scale. We do. Hustler magazine.
Yeah.
Okay. They used to grade porn movies. The grades are flaccid, half erect, full flexor. What rating would you give this movie, Victoria?
You just want me to say.
Series, whatever you want to call it. Yeah,
it's a series. It's a true crime documentary series. I would say full flexor. It really? Is good. It is very good. Mm. And the more you watch, the more you want.
I'm going to go with full flexor, too. It's holding my attention.
Well, that's pretty impressive
standing
for
at
you.
I'm standing at attention.
Well, look at that.
Watching this.
So, before we finish this up, one last thing.
Yeah.
You and I were having a conversation about your listeners.
Yes, that's right. You wanted to make a plea.
I do. I think that all we have to talk about right now, because we're stuck at home, is Mambo number 5. And so we need to give your listeners your email address. And I think we need somebody else to give us a topic to talk about.
Somebody else needs to acknowledge that they're listening. Okay. Because right. I know I have fans out there. I've met some of them. But I would like to hear from you more often. So send me a message on wisecrackinwithwinter@yahoo.com. That's WISECRACKIN. Wisecrackin. There's no G. It's not wisecracking. It's wisecrackin.
And if you come up with a topic, we'll vote on it. We'll get producer Paul involved. We'll find somebody who has a great topic to talk about.
Or reach out on the like page on Facebook. Right.
Or
that's public.
Instagram also.
Instagram too. There's a lot of avenues for you lazy asses to reach out to me because I want to hear from you.
Anyway, if they come up with a topic, we will let them on the show to introduce the topic.
Yes. You can come on the show and you can introduce your topic and maybe I'll even talk to you for a few minutes about it.
There you go.
If you're good. You've got to be good.
Nah.
I'm not looking for some.
It's 2 minutes. Look at you. 2 minutes, you get to introduce your topic.
Yeah.
I think we need something besides Mambo and quarantine and movies to talk about.
Yes. So if you got something original, let me know. Is it time?
I'm tired. It's past my bedtime.
What did I learn today? Brought to you by your friends over at Carpenter Realty. That's Paul Lambie. He's over at Carpenter Realty. Look him up if you need a home in Indiana or if you're selling. Evolve Entertainment. You can find him on Facebook. All your party needs are at Evolve Entertainment on Facebook. What did I learn? I've learned that I thought a lot more people looked for porn on the internet. But turns out they're busy looking for what kind of alcohol to buy. You lame asses! Go to the liquor store and walk around. Don't waste your time on the internet looking at beer. Look at something worthwhile like porn or Facebook or something. Looking for alcohol. What else did I learn today?
Zoom.
Oh, Zoom. Yeah, I guess Zoom is the way to go. And apparently it's not owned by anybody from China. It was invented in Delaware, you said?
Yep. Yeah. And now it's in Santa Clarita or Clara or something.
So you don't need to worry about the Chinese spying on you on your Zoomer. You can feel free to use it.
Or to if go you, to a party.
Yeah, or you can go to a party and you can pay a $5 cover charge to watch other people at the fake party and you can strip down to your
swimsuit
and put on a snorkel and pretend you're in a hot tub. I mean, that's the lamest shit ever. Hey, but whatever floats your boat, get it done. As long as you're not hurting anybody else, your buddies over here at Wisecracking with Winter don't care what you're up to. Then there was how to coexist in a home with somebody for this extended stay we all have together. You could try to go by the things that we brought up, but the number one thing, in my opinion, kids, is be kind to one another. Be kind. Give people space. Don't be petty. Like if somebody left their socks on the fucking floor. I mean, you don't need to point it out every time. Maybe you just pick it up for them.
Are you trying to get forgiveness? Is that what you're doing?
We're all a little out of sorts, right?
Yes.
You know, and I guess the final thing that I learned is you should really go check out No One Saw a Thing on Sundance or whatever your provider is. Did I miss anything?
I think that's it.
That's
it. I think we're good.
Hey, donate to the show. You can go to Ko-fi.com. K-O-F-I. K-O-F-I / Wisecracking. Just go to Ko-fi.com and buy me a cup of coffee because this shit ain't free.
And give us some show ideas and you can be on.
The show ideas. Get to work on it. I'm sick of coming up with everything. And stay safe, all right?